BBC News with Julie Candler. The Venezuelan authorities say they have suppressed what they termed a terrorist attack on an army base in the city of Valencia. Diosdado Cabello of the governing United Socialist Party said loyal troops re-established security at the base. Officials said 7 people had been arrested and at least one of them died. Afghan officials say at least 50 people, including women and children, have been killed by militants in the northern province of Sarpul. A spokesman told the BBC that insurgents attacked security checkpoints and entered a village, killing civilians, among them women and children. He said Taliban and Islamic State fighters were involved. The Taliban has denied killing civilians. They say they killed 28 members of a local militia. The Chinese foreign minister has urged North Korea to make a smart decision to halt its nuclear and ballistic missile tests after the UN voted in a new round of sanctions. He spoke after meeting Pyongyang's top envoy. The UN Security Council has approved sanctions banning a range of North Korean exports. The Israeli communications minister has said he plans to revoke the press credentials of Al Jazeera's television journalists, close its Jerusalem bureau, and pull its broadcasts from local channels. Al Jazeera says its correspondents were barred from the news conference where the announcement was made. The hosts, Netherlands, have won their first Women's European Championship football title by beating Denmark 4-2. Vivianne Miedema scored 2 goals for the winners in an exciting final in the Dutch city of Enschede. The Dutch are only the 4th team to lift the trophy. Members of parliament in Iran have been urged to take training courses in codes of conduct after a number of them crowded around the European Union's top diplomat and took selfies with her. A presidential adviser described the incident as a cultural problem. BBC News.